Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
35604. I'm sorry, 35603.
All right, thank you. May I ask your name? What's your name, ma'am?
Oh, my name is Seymour, Amy Seymour, S-E-Y-M-O-R-E.
All right, thank you. All right, ma'am. I rang your zip, your name. In fact, what's your first name?
Amy.
All right.
A-M-Y, Amy.
Mm-hmm. And your last name?
Seymour, S-E-Y-M-O-R-E.
All right. And the only way I'll be able to get you pulled up if you use your card for any transaction, have you?
I have.
All right. All right. Can I get the last four of the card that was used in the transaction?
No, because the card has been shredded and it's no longer any good because somebody keeps taking money out of that account.
I get that, but if I can at least get the account.
I can't give it to you because I don't know what it is. I don't have the card anymore.
Okay, understood. Let me see. Do you remember putting an email address on file?
Yes. Let's see. This was ordered on.
You got an order number or anything like that?
No, I've got a thing saying it was ordered on April. On April 12th. They took out $59.89, and haven't received the product yet.
All right, and I want to make sure that these charges are with us, and I'm trying to get you pulled up. The number, I'll let you know the number real quick. All right, 256-466-7088. Is that the number that you would have signed up with?
That's my phone number, yes.
All right, I ran that and it didn't. Are you seeing a $39.99 charge or a $29.99 charge?
I'm saying a $59.89 on April 12th.
You said that.
Which should have been a $2 charge.
So you went into that contest to try and win that mixer?
Yes.
I could try your address.
And I haven't received the mixer yet.
Do you mind if I run your address?
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have it?
Sure. It is 2819. That said, H-E-M-P-S-T-E-A-D Avenue.
Can you spell it again?
H-E-M-P-S-T-E-A-D.
M-P as in Paul or T as in Tom? H-E-M-T or P?
H-E-M-P as in Paul.
Okay.
S-T as in Tom.
Mm-hmm.
E-A-D instead, Avenue.
Gotcha. All right, and I'm hoping this gets you up so we can see what's going on. All right, and I need that city.
Decatur, Alabama.
D-E-C-A-T-E-U-R. Is that D-E-C-A-T-E-U-R? Can you spell it for me?
D-E-C-A-T-U-R.
D-E-C-A-T-U-R?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And that's in Alabama?
Yes.
All right. No, ma'am. I won't need that zip. We ran that zip first. I'm hoping the address get recognized. And it hasn't. I don't think these charges are with us. I know you're seeing that number, though.
What would the charges be listed for?
It got to be with another company. I'm going to try and run it through another search engine and see if I can find you there. But normally, man, we probably would have been through with this call by now. Because all it takes is that zip. Yes, ma'am.
According to what I've read, other people have already they received their mixers pretty fast.
Can you get that zip again to me?
35603.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Let me try this one. All right. All right, ma'am. Can I get that zip? I'm just trying it. When I run it.
35603.
All right, 35603. I'm gonna write it down. No, Amy. Your name is the
and
only
actually,
name.
Actually, when that charge came out, it was to a natural wellness.
That may be a merchant's name.
Big pardon?
A merchant's name. A vendor.
Well, that money was taken out by naturalwellnessroutine.com.
You may have to contact your bank or your credit card company, ma'am.
Oh, we have. We've already contacted them. Yesterday, and the card's been threaded and lost, and the numbers, the account's no longer active.
Yes, ma'am, and that is unfortunate. I wish I could have got you pulled up to see if it was anything that we could do, but it's not with us, ma'am.
Well, then how come after I won this and made this charge on my card for $2, how come they immediately took out the money on my account to?
And it was for that mixer. Yes, ma'am. That was for that mixer.
I know, but I haven't received it.
Right, and I wish I can get that website up for you. I'd like to get your account pulled up so I can give you accurate information. I don't, because my job consists of a lot of different things, and I don't want to confuse you, ma'am. I would have been able to
We're
get you.
We're not confused, ma'am, because I was just calling because the bank's already taking care of it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, that's a good thing, ma'am. But I know that I'm sorry.
It's Natural Wellness Routine. It's the website.
And, you tried to pull that website up?
Yes, I have.
I couldn't figure. It's a vendor's name. And if you contacted your bank, that's the only thing that I can tell you.
Okay. I just wanted to...
Yes, ma'am, Miss Amy. I hate I couldn't help you more, ma'am, but I just don't want to have
you
on the line.
I had a gut feeling that I shouldn't have done this anyway, so thank you so much.
Thank you, Miss Amy. You have a good day, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Good day.